We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, let's just dive right into it.
We almost
not?
Have to.
I mean, it's a Friday morning. We're feeling great. It's
well,
a payday
what do we
Friday.
Do every Friday?
It's a Golden Arches Friday is what it is usually. You know what that means?
Well, I try to be as disciplined as possible and not partake. And you guys are like, huh, we're ordering McDonald's at 7 a.m.
Well, I got literally 3 minutes, like a minute before the show opened. Carter gets my ear. All right, what do you want from Mickey D's? I was like, all right, well, like, and of course, it's funny because you know what McDonald's has. You know what Burger King has. You know what every single fast food restaurant you've been to for the last 30 plus years has. Except when it comes to breakfast, all right? Breakfast was a treat from a fast food place when I was a kid. We didn't get breakfast very often. We weren't usually up that early. You had your pancakes, your eggs at home. Most of the time, my mom said, do we have cereal? All right, you have a meal. Go. There you go. We have milk. You're good. All right? I grew up with a lot of brothers and sisters, all right? A lot of Kirkland trips, a lot of Costco trips. We had Honey Nut Cheerios almost always. That was the breakfast of choice. So we went to go to get a fast food breakfast. Usually that meant we were on our way for a trip somewhere, what have you. So it was a special occasion. So I need to look at the menu. And Carter, our producer's over there looking at me like, what the hell you got? We've been doing this for the last month, all right? So get off my back, Carter. I got to look at the menu.
This sucker.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, then it diverted into me asking them, Carter, your mom brought you McDonald's at school, didn't she, growing up? You went to St. Vincent de Paul, Carter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Vikings.
Yeah. Shout out Mr. Waters. And there were certain kids that would have unbelievable, impeccable lunches with little plastic containers and everything. We had a smashed up, dry as a bone. I'm talking dry as a bone turkey sandwich with that low-level bologna or turkey on it. Now, I'm not trying to knock my mom. We just didn't have a lot of money. And the peanut butter and jelly sandwich would be crunched in the backpack. I imagine Carter had like a five-course meal every single day at St. Vincent de Paul.
We had hot lunch.
Oh, so you
that's
had
what it was called hot lunch. I remember
it was
that.
Only one day lunch. A week for hot lunch at St. Gabe's when I was growing up.
Oh, we had it every day.
Well, you St. Vincent de Paul Marina kids. That doesn't surprise me.
We used to have it every day too at one point. But prior to that, it was like every Wednesday, I think, was the hot lunch day. So if you got there, but no, my parents would always pack it too. And I was always jealous of the kids that got whatever, like burger, burrito, whatever was happening that day. But I got a smushed peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But I still love PB&J. I love you, mom and dad, for providing me great education growing up that I transferred to a community college immediately and used none of it. So there you go. Good morning.
It's just there's some of us get cars at 16 and hot meal sandwiches every single day school.
Wait.
And some of us are on the struggle bus.
Some of us get hot meals and cars is not on the same equation. What are you talking about? Hey, vibes are great today. I'm just going to be honest. We're feeling good. It's a Friday. It's a feel good Friday. We got Giants. We got Blue Jays starting tonight. Second half of the season. It's not even really second half. Like final third of the season, whatever it is. I'm excited to dive into that. We got the rest of our Bay Area sports bracket we got to get to. And you could see the smile on our faces through YouTube because that's where we're streaming right now. And if you look at this beautiful schnoz, and it's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Broseph, you want to start with the Giants? You want to start with the Bay Area sports bracket? What is Joe Shasky hot on 6:09 in the morning on the year of our Lord, July 18th?
You ever had a possum situation?
Ooh, a possum situation. I've had raccoon problems growing up.
Really? Yeah, we had a lot of them in Excelsior. Yes. We used to shoot them with BB guns. I hate to admit that out loud, but that's what
PETA
we did.
PETA's not going to like
Shout
that.
Shout out my dad. I don't care what PETA says. All right? They haven't had a raccoon on their roof ready to eat their, you know, cat or something like that, you know?
They eat cats?
During COVID, all right, there was obviously like a coyote explosion in San Francisco.
Dude, literally 2 days ago, getting out of my car over off, I don't know, like Embarcadero area, a coyote just strolled right past me. I wasn't even paying attention. Could have mauled me. I could have gotten rabies. I don't even know. Just like Wile E. Coyote. Just whatever.
They were everywhere during COVID. And like, I knew we had a coyote den somewhere near us in my house. I'm living off of Brotherhood Way. I don't want to get too specific, but
I know where you live.
We're near a green belt. Let's just put it that way. And my backyard is basically, there's no homes behind it. And so there's all this shrubbery. Well, I built this big fence as big as I could, 6 feet. And then I added the lattice because the lattice doesn't technically count as fencing. And so it's like 8 feet. And the neighbors thought it was a little intrusive. And I was like, hey, look, I got two small little dogs. All right. And I'm very fearful that a coyote's going to jump over and grab one of the dogs, because one of our neighbors, Nick Excelsior, had that happen where a small little dog with an old lady, she went and took him out to the bathroom. Coyote hopped the fence, grabbed the dog, hopped over, gone. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Now, I don't know about you, but my dogs are part of the family.
Gone.
And so the other morning, and this is like yesterday morning or whatever, my wife says that she's taking the dog out, the little tiny Pomeranian. She's got to weigh 3 pounds, and she's a yapper. She goes out there, and there's a possum just sitting in the middle of the backyard. She had opened the sliding glass door, and the little dog goes running out like she is gonna attack said possum. And I've got a bucket of baseballs and a hitting net, because me and LJ like to hit off of the hitting tee and the hitting net in the backyard. And so Michelle says she freaks out when she turns the lights on because there's a possum in the middle of the backyard. And she picks up the baseballs from the bucket and starts firing the baseballs at the possum to get it to back up. It doesn't move.
You know, possums are important. You know why? Because they keep the insect population, like the invasive insect population, under control.
Great. I'm sure they are important.
And I believe they're the only native marsupial in North America.
In the words of many movies prior, if it dies, it dies. Let it go. I don't care. I just don't care. I care more about my family members, my dogs, than I do the possum.
Is the possum going to attack you? What is this?
Who knows?
I've never heard of a possum attack ever.
They literally play possum.
Literally, they try to die in front of you. They pretend to.
The small dog is seriously like 2 or 3 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
She will get swooped up by a hawk. I'm so worried.
I'm basically a lifetime Chihuahua owner, and Pomeranians are basically just the hairier version of them. They're loyal as hell.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they don't know their size.
Exactly. Yes. And so, like, we've had hawks in the backyard, and I've been very worried about a hawk coming down and swooping her up. Like, exactly. And so, you know, behind us is like a zoo. You got hawks, you got coyotes, and now we got a possum. And so Michelle's firing baseballs at it. I'm dead asleep. You ain't waking me up. You know, I'm snoring. God knows what's going on. So the old dog's been peeing 50 times in the middle of the night. Now, he's a French bulldog. He's 13 years old. Aww. He's probably blind. He can barely move. Aww. I mean, it's rough right now.
Yeah.
So a couple hours later, you know, after Michelle gets the little dog back into the house, well, the other dog's got to go pee. And the possum is now moved to the back of the backyard against the fence and is hissing at Leo. And Leo's just peeing. He don't care. He's just like, whatever, dude. You kill me. We fight. So be it. And now I'm on possum watch. So this morning, I have to let both dogs out before I leave. And I turn the lights on. I'm looking out. I open the sliding glass door. I go out there. I'm looking for the possum. Is it here? Is it not? If I see the thing, I'm going to call animal control. I don't know what else to do.
Are there like babies? Have you seen any possum babies?
Oh, if there are, we're going to have a big time problem.
Okay.
Because I want them out.
There's going to be territorial rights.
Joe, in my backyard, we had a bat problem with an old giant pine tree that I cut down. And there were bats everywhere.
What?
Yeah, bats will grow. They live in dead trees.
I did not know that. I thought they lived in caves.
No,
only.
Because they want to be near the lake, because I'm near Lake Merced, because of all the insects that you're describing. So
the only thing I know
we've
about
got
bats
a zoo
is
in our backyard.
Yeah. Oh, like Matt Damon, we bought a zoo. It's like you. Jasky and Michelle bought a zoo. I like San Francisco Zoo. I also like Oakland Zoo. I support all the animals around here, both native and non-native, to the greater Bay Area. So that's a great little story.
So that's how I open my day. So as we go Friday, you know, just flipping around, you know, they say that living in the big city, you know, you're not going to see a lot of wildlife. I disagree. Well, I totally disagree. We had raccoons growing up,
rats.
Hawks all over the place. No, we don't really do the rats. It's mice, not really rats.
Oh, well,
I've been very lucky.
You don't take BART very often.
Yeah, you got to go downtown for the rats. That's like North Beach, Chinatown. There's a lot of rats, you know, down there. There's no doubt. I'm not denying. But like it's more field mice that you see.
Sure.
Possums.
Squirrels.
A lot of squirrels. Yeah. I saw a ton at Monarch Bay. But point being is, hey, bro, in the big city, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. PETA, come after me. I really don't care. I'm defending my family member, my
dogs.
How do you feel about Blue Jays?
I see them from time to time.
Do you like them? You like to look at them?
Yeah, they're fine.
All right.
Crows are everywhere, too. They're a murder of crows all over the
town. That is a great name for a grouping of an animal. A murder of crows is so sick.
So, animal talk here on 95.7 The Game. That's what I want to open up as we face the Blue Jays.
There you go. That's what I was trying to lead to. And it's brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And right off the rip, I look at the pitching probables. I always like to look at when it comes to any series, especially coming out of the All-Star break. And guess who is on the bump for the Orange and Black tonight? Justin Verlander.
As we go animal, a cougar.
There you go.
Oh, no.
It wasn't your best work. That's
I don't
okay.
know. He's somebody old. What would you... A dinosaur.
Well, cougars
we got a dinosaur on the mound.
A cougar's usually for the female version.
Well, do you know what the joke was, right?
What was the joke?
Well, the joke was if an older woman who goes after a young man is a cougar, this is a horrible joke.
No, I'm say gonna, it. You've already opened it
an
up.
An older man who goes after a young boy is a Nittany Lion.
I'm out.
Yeah,
that was a Sandusky joke. Yeah, it was not
that
good.
Was, that was really bad.
You might have to dump this entire
You don't remember that joke?
Yeah, I'm out on that one. We're going to pivot past that. By the way, today is our final day of the All-Star Week prize blowout.
Does everything have to be...
Our prize today is one of the best ones yet. Well, hold on. You might see a coyote. You might see a possum at this location because we're giving out a day pass to Outside Lands. Joe, you know where Outside Lands is at? Where is it?
Golden Gate Park.
There you go.
Another place that's got all kinds of animals.
Exactly.
That's There's buffalo in Golden Gate Park.
That's crazy. Maybe horses. You never know.
Yeah, you could see those. What are those white birds? They're not pelicans. What are those? Egrets? What are those?
Egret.
Egrets. Yeah, you can see egrets. There's all kinds of stuff there.
And it's a day pass to Outside Lands for any day of your choosing. We're going to be giving that out, and you got to be listening starting at 8:30 to learn how you can win. Can't wait for that. You ever been to Outside Lands, by the way?
No.
Ever?
No.
Never felt the need to.
You're I'm an like old head.
You're not a festival guy, really.
No, never been.
You went
been.
To Bottle Rock, though.
Yeah, Bottle Rock's cool.
Outside Lands, awesome.
I'm going to be real with you. Not trying to hang out in Golden Gate Park when it's blistering cold at night. I'm just too old for that.
Well, there's something to be said about getting like the atmosphere of San Francisco and the fog rolling in.
I get it every day.
And hold on. But the fog rolling in at Golden Gate Park... Like, Carter will be on this. He's probably gone to Outside Lands many a time.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's young. He's like 12 years younger than me.
I've seen Paul McCartney there. I've seen Kanye West there.
He's got front
row seats,
too.
I've seen The Killers there. I've seen Red Hot Chili Peppers. I've seen Hall & Oates at Outside Lands. I've seen a lot of people at Outside Lands.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And it's a lot of fun. So we're giving out a day pass any day if you're choosing, starting at 7:30. Be locked in. Can't wait.
So you got to understand, I got a lot of nephews and nieces that are, you know, significantly younger than me. And I realized Outside Lands was not for me almost immediately when my nephew, who's now in his mid to late 20s, and all his buddies are getting married and whatnot, was like a freshman, like, I got to go to Outside Lands. It's like, dude, I'm a grown man. I should not be where my 14-year-old nephew is dying
Shut
to
you
go
talking to.
To
me.
Him and his buddies, like, they would bury 40s in the ground a couple weeks prior to the actual event. I go, how are you digging it out? I don't get it.
Yeah, I was standing next to a guy once that started digging, and he literally pulled out an entire keg from the ground. It was insane.
I gotta call a cap on that.
I'm serious. It was nuts.
Did he bring a tap in? How did he tap said keg?
I literally was walking past it while they were digging. It was insane.
He
pulled out a full-size keg, not a little Heineken one.
No, I am calling cap. You know how big a keg is?
Yep, and heavy. He had like three people.
And he had to climb a tree and go
to
a bird's nest.
Swear.
I don't buy it.
I swear.
Do. Yeah. No, I believe you, Carter.
How many mushrooms were you on?
I'm out.
Dude.
I'm not saying, look, I love concerts. I love live music. I'm just saying, like, I know for me, Outside Lands is for a younger generation. I know my limits, and I probably shouldn't be hanging out there. And I have no problem if you want to go and enjoy it.
No, absolutely. Well, just for today, you should be pumping it up because we want people to listen to it.
No, it's one of the premier events of the city.
There you go. I think Tyler, the Creator this year. Am I right, Carter? There we go. Amongst some of the other big time performers there. Love me some Tyler, the Creator.
I mean, one of those passes is so expensive.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I get asked every year, can you get the hookup? You work at a radio station. Well, here's your chance to win them.
Dude, we got a lot going on here in the Bay Area. I think we got My Chemical Romance is playing tomorrow at Oracle Park. We got Lady Gaga playing three shows at Chase Center next week. Three, not one.
Wow.
Two,
wow.
Lady Gaga. She's still crushing it. She's got some great songs. Although, I swear to God, if I have to listen to that Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga song one more time, I'm going to go insane. It plays every single radio station. I love Alice. I love Live 105. I love our sister stations. Please no more of the Gaga and Bruno Mars. I'm out. I'm not out on Justin Verlander yet, though. And this is a massive start for him tonight at Rogers Center, going up against Chris Bassitt. And a lot has been made about the win-loss record. That was standing like, I think he's been hosed a couple times, going back to that White Sox start. I do think the ERA, you know, 4.70, is that representative of the pitcher he's been for most of the season? Probably. I think he's been a 4.5 kind of an ERA guy. I don't think he's been some god-awful pitcher, but nor has he been like the number three starter that I think Buster Posey, a lot of Giants fans thought he was going to be, Joe, heading into the season. Now, I think Landon Roop has made up for that, and it's made that a little bit more of an easier transition for a lot of fans. At least in my mind, if I'm watching this team, I've automatically slotted Justin Verlander as that fourth, fifth guy within the last couple months for me, is just how I view him going forward. That being said, can we get this guy a win?
Yeah.
How massive would it feel to get Verlander a win to set the tone for this final stretch of the season, right?
You know, you're referencing like, hey, you thought maybe he could be your three starter.
Maybe.
When you project the season out, you have all these things like if this happens and if this happens and if this happens. And sometimes other stuff happens which offsets it. And I might make an argument Landon Roop's emergence has, not that it's made it that Verlander doesn't matter, but you could salvage the Verlander experience if he gives you a couple of good starts here and keeps you in the race long enough to make a deal at the deadline, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely, it makes sense. And I'm looking at Landon Roop, and we keep waiting for the wings to fall off, the glass slipper to break, whatever analogy you want to use. He keeps balling, man. Like that start he had on Saturday against the Dodgers, against that lineup, I was so damn impressed. Might have been one of the most impressive starts of the season, given what that team just did to him basically a month prior and just destroyed him. He couldn't even get through two innings, Joe, down at Dodger Stadium. Now, one is at home, one's at Dodger Stadium. If they do make the playoffs, it's going to be a different animal if he has to go on the road again, right? But that being said, I know in a big-time game, in a big-time series, he showed up when they needed him to. Now, the bats didn't show up for him. That was unfortunate. And I think that's going to be the second half tail of the tape for this team. And it's something I want to ask, you know, all the Giants fans out there, all the listeners at 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. You know, it's the final stretch here. All-Star break is over, starting today. And I want to ask the question, if you think this is a playoff team, why? And conversely, if you don't think this is a playoff team going forward, why? So we're going to do a little fill-in-the-blank game, Joe. You can only have one of the two. You can't do both. You can't hedge your bets. We're not doing that here. I don't like the sports talk radio, the Humpty Dumpty, lean on the fence. I don't know.
They can't see both.
No. You pick one or the other. The Giants will make the playoffs because fill in the blank. Or the Giants will not make the playoffs because fill in the blank. That's what I'm asking the people. 888-957-9570. You can't take both. You can't. And now, some of the answers might be the same. Like, I could say, you know what? I think the pitching's going to be okay. I think that's what's going to make them make the playoffs. Or you could say, yeah, I got no faith. Landon Roop, you know, Hayden Birdsong, and Justin Verlander going forward. That's going to be the reason they don't. So it can be the same answer, if you will. But it's the two sides of the same coin, if you will, right, Joe? I'm a glass half full kind of a guy when I think about these things. But some people might not be. So
I think it's so important that they get off to a great start in this second half, even though it's not exactly the second half, and you're 2 weeks away, and this can go one of three ways. You could buy at the deadline, you could stand pat at the deadline, or in a way you could sell and buy, but I would consider that going neutral, standing pat, or you could sell off. And I know people don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear that. Trust me, I do not want to hear it. But there is an argument to be made that if they get out of the blocks real slow here, you're sitting with the same dilemma you've had 3 years in a row. You have a lefty starter under team control for this year, but what's different is he has an extra year on his contract next year, and that's Robbie Ray. And I want to keep him, and I would love to have him, but I also acknowledge that if things don't go their way right out the gate here and they fall and they're the fifth, sixth team in that wild card race, we do have to have a legitimate conversation, which sucks. Do you move Robbie Ray? That's why this weekend is so important.
Absolutely. We're going to pick that conversation up on the other side. Robbie Ray is an interesting name to watch here as we are now less than 2 weeks from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. I have a hard time seeing them being sellers at all, but if you know they go on a massive losing streak here, I guess outside of that, that's the only other way that you start entertaining something like that. But we'll entertain the conversation on the other side, and we would love for you to be a part of it. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Good morning, Bay Area. It's everybody's boy, Zucci Mank. And you're listening to the new and improved Morning Roast with everybody's boy, Joe Sasky, and my boy, Joe Spadoni.
Oh, heck yes.
Oh, little soldier boy on a Friday, on a payday Friday?
Bow, bow, bow.
Let's go. By the way, we're talking about all the concerts and everything that's happened. How do we not mention the thing that's taking over social media right now and everything? The concert, you know, affair heard round the world at the Coldplay concert in Massachusetts. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron.
I didn't even know what astronomer was, but keep going.
I still don't know what it is.
Okay, is it an app?
Sure. Maybe. Okay. Well, we'll have Stephen Rizzotto look back in the back and to tell us what exactly this is. But the CEO of Astronomer, Andy Byron, was caught in 4K holding his head of HR, who was not his wife, but they were cuddling nonetheless on the Kiss Cam at a Coldplay concert in Massachusetts. No. And
my brother texted,
tough scene.
Coldplay hasn't made a single in years, but last night, they made four.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That might be a five.
Deli Boy coming in hot. I'm sure he stole that from somebody on Facebook or Instagram or something.
I mean, the statement that was released yesterday by the CEO is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm pulling it up right now because the big boss man, Matt Nahegan, he reposted it, and it just got me thinking.
What did the boss man repost?
Well, he reposted this statement from the CEO that got caught in 4K. And if those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, hop on the social media, go on Twitter, go on wherever you are. You're going to find it. You literally just search Coldplay, and this is what comes up. And we're going to have the sound of what took place, too, because Chris Martin, the lead singer, basically like called it out and was like, either these people are really shy or they're having an affair. And it was the latter, Chris. They were caught in 4K. And this is the statement that Andy, the guy that got caught yesterday, said. All right, quote, "I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I helped build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability, and to figure out the next steps personally and professionally. I ask for privacy as I navigate this process."
I ask for privacy as I'm...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Publicly out here on a camera at a concert with someone I should not be with. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage.
Does anyone think that was the first time?
Oh, no. Can't. Do you see how they're holding each other?
No, I mean, that's...
It's just they were cuddling.
Very comfortable out
yes,
in the wild.
Yes, that's not something you do just on a whim. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. Brother, you were at a concert, dude. And you are the CEO of, I don't know, a major company, a company. It's going to be public, dude. What do you think is going to happen? You're in a box seat.
Moron.
Yes. And then this is the icing on the cake. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
Where's the culpability? I mean, what are we doing? Come on.
The day after we talked about Draymond Green and the punch video getting leaked, it wasn't about the punch.
Someone get Vontae. Who leaked the video? Can you cut up Vontae's sound from yesterday? First question I have is, who leaked the video? I have so many questions. Who leaked it?
That's what Andy Byron and Vonta Hill were thinking.
I mean, what
too.
A moron the CEO is.
Oh, and then he ends this statement saying, quote, as a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Is that a Coldplay song?
Absolutely.
I didn't even know that. Yeah. There you go. I couldn't name and I'm not trying to be like that guy, but I don't think I can name a Coldplay song.
You probably can't name
unless
them,
I hear it.
But once you hear them, you'll realize how many you know.
Okay.
You know a lot. Okay. Yes.
And by the way, Astronomer is a private data infrastructure startup.
Of course
that,
it is.
Has a valuation exceeding $1 billion.
Of course he does.
So he'll buy his way out of
this. So well, his wife or whoever his current spouse is going to be getting a good chunk of that.
That's right.
Good for her.
Oh my God.
God, I'm jealous.
I do want to ask the people.
So jealous. I need a settlement in my life.
I want to ask the people at 888-957-9570. Oh, we have the sound first and foremost. Can you play that for me? Please play it, Carter.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
And Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, they were having an affair. There you go. And so I'm going to ask the question. 888-957-9570. You could call in on a different name. It could be anonymous. It could be a fake voice. Hide it. Whatever you want to do. You got to keep it PG. I want to hear the worst caught in 4K moments for some of you people listening out there. And you know who you are, and I'm not going to judge you. This is a judgment, like Planet Fitness, this is a judgment-free zone here on 95.7 The Game. The worst caught in 4K moment of your life, 888-957-9570. You could call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. No judgment. It doesn't have to be an affair. It could be something else that you were caught doing. Caught playing hooky. You left school or work and you saw the boss in public while you were golfing when you said you were sick on an important day. It could be something like that. Or it could be as crazy as what took place at the Coldplay concert. Do you have anything on that level of like work-related, school-related, parent-related that they all thought you were doing and you weren't?
Well, I mean, I would set the record for most truancies in the history of high school, you know, in San Francisco. So I've got that on my record.
There you go.
Yeah, I used to like fake going to school and just go right back into the house. And then I'd just sleep more. And then I'd go out and I'd get into shenanigans.
I played hooky.
Bilotto, yeah. You're out there somewhere. You know you were part of this.
I played hooky a couple times in high school, too. Then we would just fake.
No, it wasn't called hooky. It was called hookah, as in I'm hitting the hookah bong.
Oh, hookah bong, not just the hookah pipe,
yeah.
But the bong itself. Okay. Yeah. I dabbled in hookah as well a little bit.
Bro, I was a wild child. Like, the things I did, I'm so ashamed of. And yeah, I don't even want to admit them out loud.
I know. I mean,
I've gone through many years of therapy because of it.
I mean, you're hanging out with friends that didn't have cars. I mean, that's just, it's a rough upbringing right there. It's tough. You guys can get McDonald's breakfast. It's a tough scene. Why are you looking at me like that?
You guys are just ridiculous.
What?
Just ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
How many? Worst cotton 4K moment of your life, 888-957-9570.
You're thinking about that. I actually like more when a sporting event happens and somebody is caught crying or acting a certain way
that
as their team is losing.
Yeah.
Like, I think about that Dallas Cowboy loss to the Niners and the amount of people who became unbelievable memes for Dallas Cowboy misery is one of my favorite standstill photos all over the internet.
You became one. Game 5. Dodgers Giants.
I did.
Remember that? Once upon a time, a couple years ago, there was just in the corner of the screen, I think it was what TBS that series was on, and you just see Shasky after the Dodgers win. It was the Cody Bellinger grounder up the middle right off Camilo Duvall, who couldn't throw his fastball for some reason or refused to throw it. And then you just see Joe Shasky there in the corner, just standing there, so, his hat and his hood on.
The other day, during a Giants home day, it was a hot day, and this guy that we all know, George Borges, was sitting in one of the, you know, close rows, if you will.
When you say we all know, like your friend group.
Everyone knows George Borges. He's like a San Francisco legend. Okay. That's the only way I can describe him. Like, you either know him or you don't.
I would just like to.
I know. I'm saying everyone knows him. And so he's sitting in like one of the, you know, first 8, 9, 10 rows, and he falls asleep during a Giants game. And the Giants broadcast catches him asleep. And the next thing I know, not only is the broadcast, you know, making fun of him, everyone who knows him is firing off text messages to him. Well, Bonte, who knows him, happens to be broadcasting during the day and FaceTimes him. Hey, the NBC cameras are catching you sleeping. And he's like, what's wrong with me sleeping? And he became an internet meme and a sensation. And let's just put it this way. Everyone who knows him from the O Club, everybody who knows him just from around town, he's a lawyer, I believe, of some sort.
Oh.
Everybody was just crushing him. And George, I love you, but you got to wear it. You fell asleep at a Giants game during the middle of the day.
Honestly, like if something like this happens, like in that, you just own it. Like it's George Costanza and Seinfeld when they were making fun of him eating the ice cream and it was getting all over his face. Yeah, I like ice cream. Got all over my face. What do you want to do? You just lean into it. And this is interesting from the 209. On the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Do you think if that couple at the concert had stayed cool and just kissed, that it might not have been a big thing, so no one would have leaked it?
Probably.
But when you're thinking in that moment, you're not thinking like, oh, like they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Yeah, but if you're that worried, what the hell are you doing in a public concert setting? I just have one thing. If like this is just my thoughts. If you're that miserable in your normal life, just come on, dog. Apparently this guy's got a lot of money, right?
Yes.
The company is worth that much. I mean, sure, he's, and I know there's this whole divorce and the agony, and God knows he's got children.
No,
come on, brother, what are you doing?
I'm going through a similar thing in my own personal life. That's exactly what it is. If you are not happy, do something about
it.
And don't hurt the person that you've been with. Or the children you've been with. Not to say that there's not going to be pain and hurt and
look,
all of that.
I get things are complicated.
There is.
Trust me, I had a dear friend who was in a bad relationship. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
And now he's moved on and his life is so much better and he's so much happier. And I'm thinking, like, you went through all that misery. Like, thank God you both ejected from the situation.
Right. And if you've gone through that similar misery, we want to hear about it. And misery loves company. So 888-957-9570. Your worst caught in 4K moment. You got to keep it PG. It could be anonymous too. Hey, again, judgment free. 95.7 The Game Morning Roast Show right here. And by the way, today is our final day of the All-Star Week prize blowout. Our prize today, as we've mentioned, we're talking about concerts. This is a big one. It's a day pass to Outside Lands for any day of your choosing. Listen at 7:30 to learn how you can win. So we'll take calls on the other side when it comes to being caught in 4K. And also, get into what you teased last segment, Joe, which is Robbie Ray and how important this two-week stretch is for the Giants as they start back up against the Blue Jays tonight. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.